we're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
It is. So my husband got me this. I know we're on the air, but I have to tell you. So when my husband learned I was doing a third year, they had re-signed us to do the diner tour. Kathleen here, who's just one of my favorite people in Bridgeport. She's the executive director for the Barnum Museum. He was like, I have to get you a food necklace for diner tour. So this is my signature diner tour necklace. My husband bought it for me. Isn't that fun?
Fabulous.
You know what? We have to have a good time. You know what? If we got to get up at 3 a.m., go to a diner and make a makeshift radio show, we're going to have fun with it.
And the thing, because people can't see it, it's also bling.
Oh, absolutely. You can't just have a cheeseburger. It's got to be a sparkly cheeseburger.
It's a sparkly cheeseburger.
Most definitely.
Bravo.
Listen, I had to bring the sparkle to match your sparkle every single day. Kathleen, again, executive director for the Barnum Museum. There is no Bridgeport without P.T. Barnum.
No.
Can't do it. Cannot have a diner tour in Bridgeport without talking about Mr. Barnum.
Thank you for bringing me on again this year. It's
always
wonderful to be here.
Oh, no, you have a standing appointment with us every time we're in Bridgeport. You don't have a choice. It's kind of, unfortunately, you're stuck with me. We got to talk about where we're at with the Barnum Museum and what's going on. You guys also have YouTube seems to be blowing up. I mean, there's so much happening. I want to make sure people know.
Yeah, no, the museum, if anybody's driven past it in the last year, the scaffolding is down.
Yes, it is.
Because that was about 2 years to really restore the exterior of the building and get it structurally stable, because it's a big deal doing that kind of intricate work in a National Historic Landmark.
Right, exactly.
You know, complicated enough, and then you might as well throw the national parks on top of it.
Right, you have a lot of bosses
we
on top of bosses.
We have a lot of bosses. So that's our obligation, to make sure that that building is there for the future. So we're moving through this phase, and we got the team, matter of fact, on Monday, coming back to really take the vision plan, the interpretive plan of the guest experience, and bring that to a next level, so we know exactly what it's going to be. And maybe some of your listeners are out there who did our survey in the fall. We did like a survey of the audiences to say, what do people want? And people want immersive experiences.
Actually, I think that's the last time you came on, Kathleen, was because we were encouraging people to do the survey. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we had like 300 responders.
Wow.
Which is unheard of.
Right.
A big number.
You're like, guys, it's the Barnum Museum. But hundreds of people responded. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Thank you to everybody. And people were really honest and authentic. And it was, I don't want to say there were any surprises, but what people really are thirsty for are stories, you know.
The history of P.T. Barnum is vast and
it's
amazing. And
incredible.
We want it all. We want to be in that storyline.
Yeah.
We want to immerse ourselves in it.
That's it. So that's where we're going there. It's been, I will be honest, I'll say this for all my nonprofit colleagues out there and businesses, it's been a tough year.
It has.
With
the
economy, and in my field, you know, we lost the National Endowment for the Arts. We lost the National Endowment for Humanities, and so many of these programs that you rely on, because the funding comes to those organizations, but it immediately filters out to the community.
Right.
So who's suffering? So we've all been working so hard, you know, to make sure we're sustaining ourselves and keeping things going.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lineup of programs. It's humbug and history.
Love that.
So we have a series of talks going to be happening at the museum starting in July to commemorate the nation's 250th.
I was wondering.
And it's Barnum's 216th birthday on July 5th. So he couldn't be overshadowed by the 4th of July, right?
Absolutely not. No. He's like, America, you can have that birthday, but let me tell you, I'm right after.
Yeah.
I love that. He's the after party. I love that.
Yeah.
That
so
makes
he's
sense.
The after party. That's great.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is.
I am going to quote you.
You should. Yes, P.T. Barnum is the after party for the America's birthday.
So
right?
That's great. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
So that's going to be happening. So people can, when you say that there are going to be talks going on, they can go in Barnum Museum?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be, so we're going to have the gallery open. And we've had a lot of programs going on. We had the gala there. Dee came to the party.
She still talks about the party.
It was
amazing.
Great time for everybody that came. So we've been doing that along.
That's great.
Because the gallery is really secured.
It's great.
Inside the historic building that needs the work.
Right.
And M&T Bank, it was part of the 1980s. Because I don't know how many people remember this. I bet you a lot of your audience does. In the 1980s, the building was marked for demolition.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Yes.
So the community jumped in and saved the building. Mm-hmm. So things weren't done exactly the way we need to do them now.
Right.
But the building is still there. Bravo. Yeah. Thank you, community. Right.
Listen, we're not letting Barnum go. That is our claim to fame. One of our claims to fame. Absolutely.
The building is just so iconic.
It is.
And but we have in the back gallery, you know, a place that's modern. It's from the 80s and it's secure. And the parking in M&T Bank has been wonderful to the museum, so yeah. We're really grateful to them. They've been a great partner and neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, so all that's going to be taking place. So the first talk is in July.
Okay.
And it's going to be with our friends in Bethel.
Okay.
To talk about Barnum's roots, as though he was born. Oh, look at you.
Dino's.
Yeah. Barnum was born in Bethel. Mm-hmm. And folks might have seen that if you went to the Hugh Jackman movie.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
You saw that, right.
Greatest Showman,
it
sure.
It started in Bethel, mm-hmm. but Bridgeport was his beloved.
Bridgeport
was his adopted home.
It's his bread and butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about his youth.
I love it.
You know, he started school at 6 years old.
Write that down, Dee. We're going.
They're
we're
trying
going
to save his schoolhouse.
Oh, that's amazing.
The Barnum Museum. We are helping the town, the historians and the community save the 1816 schoolhouse where Barnum went to school.
I love
crazy,
that.
Crazy, right?
No, I love
so,
that.
Yeah.
Not
so,
crazy. Amazing. Love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think that's incredible. I do want to make sure, Kathleen, also people know that you guys have won awards recently because you're also producing incredible content that's getting recognition nationally.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We assembled. So this was during COVID. We were like, we need a lifeline. And
right?
we wanted to do something really right. And we have a couple of filmmakers in town, Rui Pinho, Will Saris, mm-hmm. who are just rock star, you know, producers. They bring in all the equipment, like what I'm looking at, the lighting and everything. And we got a few staff. I would do some videos. Betsy Kellum would do showman shorts.
That's
we
so
do
cool.
Curious People Want. That it was about artifacts. But the showman shorts, because they're perfect for YouTube,
sure.
Has been nominated for Emmys. And actually, just last week, won now. It's third Emmy Award. So it's the New England chapter, yeah, for excellence in writing and short content history.
Sure, no
so
big deal.
It's I know, right, no big deal.
I mean, honestly, the man is still making history beyond the grave. It's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's amazing.
And it's what people want now, you
yes.
know, it's digestible chunks to keep people,
yes.
you know. So if you go to the Barnum Museum YouTube channel, we've mm-hmm. got like 300 videos
yes.
up, you know, and it's also everything about stories about Johnny Lind or Tom Thumb, who lived here, grew up here.
No big deal.
So there's so much. So
yeah. cool.
So the team, they won the Emmy
Congratulations.
For 2026. So bravo
wow.
to them, the
yeah.
rock stars.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. And I want to make sure, you know, when we talk about like the talk that's coming up in July or when there are things like you had the survey last, you know, in the fall. And I know the last time you came on, Kathleen, you and I were talking about, you know, what Barnum Museum will eventually become, which is like
yeah.
almost this, dare I say, Disney-like experience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be absolutely incredible. You
yeah.
know, we got to be patient. Things take time. We need partners. We need all those good things. How do people get engaged? How do they get involved?
Oh,
you know, I want to make sure they know what's going on, but also if they can support, how to do it.
That would be wonderful. Yes. So we're still seeking support for this going into this final phase.
Mm-hmm.
So people can, you know, support the museum at any level.
Right.
You know, we're so grateful. And that helps us build the family.
Yeah.
Right? So they could just go to the museum's website.
Yep.
So it's barnum-museum.org. You can find it. Just Google the Barnum Museum. You
we'll also link it on our website so
perfect.
People can find it. Yep.
Perfect.
So voiceofct.com, you'll find it there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And contact us directly. Just go to the info. You know, Bridgeport, it always gets to me.
Yes.
You know, it always gets to me. So happy.
Nothing gets past Kathleen.
Nothing gets
Let
past me.
Let me be very clear. You don't get executive director without getting past Kathleen,
yeah.
just saying. Yes.
And then I love doing that. And then, you know, or there's a donate, you know, you donate online
Perfect.
If you just want to make a contribution. But we are so grateful for all of those donations. And we do have an appeal coming up.
Right.
You know, for Barnum's birthday.
Good.
You know, we'll do those. And, of course, a holiday appeal. But really, if you want to be part of, you know, the reimagination of the building, like you just said.
Exactly.
So the design firm that we've been working with now for years, BRC Imagination Arts, and they're in California. They're former Disney Imagineers.
I know.
And they're It's so cool. They are master storytellers.
Which is exactly why we love P.T. Barnum.
And that's,
it's a perfect fit. It needs to happen.
And we looked, you know, we talked to other designers, and it just didn't, like the timeline.
Right.
Like it's like that. People don't relate to that. People want to, you know, put themselves in the story and take that journey, and creating that kind of experience just transports you.
Yeah.
Right. So all of a sudden you're in that journey. And if it just sparks that nugget, you know, it's like, so the story is told through rebound from failure. I mean, we are sitting in the place where Barnum like lost all of his money.
Right.
From a very weird, you know,
situation,
miscalculation and
yes,
finances. And it just sunk Barnum down to the pit. And he ultimately, rebounding back, the help of Tom Thumb, he just said, you know, Bridgeport is my savior.
Yeah.
He goes, that's
well, weird. Then we kind of owe it to him to save him back. You know what
well,
I mean?
You know, something,
starting with the Barnum Museum.
You.
I'm just saying.
That's
full circle. We land that plane. That's what we're doing.
Right.
You know? I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Kathleen, I so appreciate you.
Oh.
I tell you, I love when I get to talk to you, and I need to talk to you more. That's all I need to do. Maybe right before his birthday, we have another chat on the air.
Sure.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be amazing. And I definitely want to come to that panel discussion, too. That would be so fun to listen.
Yeah.
And I'm all about it.
Keep you posted on everything.
I would love
happy
that. Kathleen, so appreciate you. And
thank
the Barnum
you.
Museum. Make sure people get involved. It's barnum-museum.org.
Org.
I was going to say it, too. I felt really confident, but then I got nervous. Barnum-museum.org. Kathleen, thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. It's always fun. You're the
adore
only thing
you.
I love getting up early for.
Perfect.
So-
I'll take it. I'm good with that, Kathleen. I adore you. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank
we
you.
Are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.